from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, Forest Fire Rangers continue to be extremely busy dealing with a number of wildfires in New Jersey. The largest one on the border of Passaic County and Orange County, New York, has burned through 3,500 acres and is only 20% contained. Fire officials are concerned that windy, dry conditions could help the wildfire quickly burn up to 5,000 acres of forest. If you want to get hired as a dog trainer, you can just say you're a dog trainer, but some advocates in New Jersey say certification should be a requirement.
A piece of legislation introduced in the State House could lead to New Jersey becoming the first state in the nation to require dog training licensure.
The growing concern is that we're seeing more and more reports of unqualified, uneducated, and unethical dog trainers who are posing risks.
Bradley Pfeiffer, executive director of the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers, says right now trainers can receive certification on their own, but it's not a requirement.
Currently, anyone can self-identify as a dog trainer and offer services to the public.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New York City judge is delaying any rulings on President-elect Trump's hush money felony conviction until next week. Judge Juan Merchan was set to decide today whether to throw out Trump's conviction, with his defense team wanting the case dismissed altogether. Merchan is giving prosecutors until November 19th after the Manhattan District Attorney's Office reportedly asked for more time to mull what they want to do now that Trump will be the next commander-in-chief. Judge Merchan has already delayed Trump's sentencing until November 26th. The extreme drought has no doubt wreaked havoc on New Jersey's reservoirs and crops. However, the severe lack of rain has actually been great for the grape harvest in New Jersey wineries. The state has been experiencing a similar climate to California, typically dry and prime grape-growing conditions.
We have beautiful growing conditions that are very similar to California. And here we are in New Jersey with a wonderful harvest and a great vintage to come in 2025.
Therefore, Devin Perry, executive director of the Garden State Wine Growers Association, predicts a wonderful 2025 wine season. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long will this dry weather continue? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, breezy and colder for tonight under clear skies, low 30 to 35 in many areas, but mid to upper 20s in the northwest hills. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow, a high fire threat because of low humidity and dry brush, highs only around 50. Cold tomorrow night with a moonlit sky, low 30 to 35, but again 20s in the northwest hills. Clouds thickening on Thursday with highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Schwendenhammer.
We are looking right now at 46 degrees in Jersey City, 44 degrees in Woodbridge, 44 degrees Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com. And by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 is just named Acteon Networks, our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit acteon.net today. You'll discover why. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New